Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So one of you asked, if the Republicans win in the midterms, can they turn around and deflate the Inflation Reduction Act? I don't know. I don't want to, you know, just say I don't know, but I want to be honest with you guys, because look at what happened with Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act. It was for years, we're going to repeal and replace, we're going to repeal and replace. They couldn't do it. Once you sign something into law, it is so hard to reverse. Once the spending is, you know, planned and people are promised something, then to try to reverse it, so you're going to do this, you're going to cause all these families to lose their Obamacare, and you're like, what the hell, we're talking about Inflation Reduction Act. Well, they threw Obamacare into it. They threw a lot of things into this bill. They also doubled the size of the IRS. They put $300 billion into climate solutions and things like that. So it's going to be harder to divide up. And because the president signed it into law, you would need, if the House is going to pass that it ends in the Senate, you need the president, and that the president might not. So I don't think so. That would be my answer. You guys might know more about politics. Please tell us. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I am no economist, but I do understand basic economics. And I feel the spending and the PPP money and all the money that we dumped into the COVID crisis and the forced lockdowns, and then the enablement of people to stay off work, we're getting spanked for that with inflation. I also think that the more we spend, the more prices will go up. I also think the more you tax a corporation, the more the prices are going to go up. We just talked about how food shortages might be looming as farmers and ranchers are not able to sustain what they need to in terms of their farmland and in terms of their crops and their livestock with the drought. Well, then we're going to have domestic food shortages, not to mention international food shortages. That affects us because of what's happening in Ukraine and what could also happen with China. So the idea that our inflation is going to go down, everybody's saying, well, it's not going to go down immediately. It's not going to go down, but it'll go down later. Okay, inflation will later go down. It has to. We've been at one of the highest rates we've ever been. So, yes, inflation will later go down. But is it going to go down because of this bill? Or is it going to go down because we're going to get new people in office who are like, okay, stop this. Stop the tax. Stop the spending. Okay, we're going to let the value of the dollar start to regain. We're going to increase production. You know, and there's going to be this back and forth on who gets credit. Just like with the housing market recession and the housing crisis we had in 2008, 2009. The president was Bush. Bush got a lot of blame for that. But if a lot of those rules and those arms and a lot of the changes to the housing market happened with the previous administration, it was just, you know, he said, she said in the news. So right now we're looking at a recession in the housing market. The National Association of Realtors said, we're in a recession, especially from a housing standpoint. They said sales of previously owned homes fell 6% in July. Sales dropped 20% from the same month a year ago. According to Lawrence Yoon, chief economist for the Realtors, says in terms of economic impact, we are surely in a housing recession because builders are not building. They say sales of previously owned homes fell nearly 6% in July, and the sales count declined to a seasonally adjusted annualized rate of 4.81 million units. It's the slowest sales pace since November 2015. Sales dropped about 20% from the same month a year ago. So I am one of those people kind of waiting for some of the houses to go down in price because I have a couple sons, and I don't want them to spend the high apartment rent. So if they could put together, you know, their life savings and, you know, maybe get a home and then live in that and get some equity, I told them wait until the housing market drops. I don't think right now is the time. I think it's going to drop more. But I don't want to see a recession by any means. I just don't want to see things inflated. And I don't want to see the way inflation is, and I don't want to see things overpaid. But when I see that apartments are $1,000 to $2,000 a month in my neck of the woods, and I'm like, no, no, no. So the July sales figures are based on closings. The contracts were signed in May and June. Mortgage rates spiked higher in June. The average rate of a 30-year fixed loan now is at 6%. Some of us got to take advantage of the 2.3 or the 2 to 3% home loan, but interest rates are rising, and they're doing that to try to curb inflation. But then you also have less buying, less purchasing. We're in a recession. So home buyers are now, trying to contend with a tight supply. Mind you, in order to build, it's expensive. So to try to get lumber, to try to get construction workers, construction is more expensive because now these firms have had to pay their workers more. Who wants to be out there in the sun, work their butt off when they could have been, staying home like other individuals? So labor's cost more, and then not to mention all the supplies. So to build a house or to construct or add on, it's all more expensive. So things are slowing down, and that's just what happens. When prices go up, things slow down. Then when there's less demand, more supply, prices go back down. And it's just the circle of life when it comes to this stuff. So, for those people saying we're not in a recession, according to the realtors, we're in a housing recession. And the market sliding into a recession is one of the first, at least, markers of that. The other issue is sales of homes and how much they were. I was told that in my area, the average home is $650,000 in Las Vegas, Nevada. There is no way anybody's going to pay $650,000 for a home in Las Vegas. But that's what they were going for. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one thing a lot of doctors and medical groups are being accused of is going woke. And Republicans have actually accused the American Academy of Pediatrics as being hijacked by woke activists. And this is something that a lot of us medical providers are torn. And before we begin, I think what we need to do is define what actually woke is. Woke should have originally been, look, and there are some things that we do in society that we should have never done. We shouldn't have discriminated. We should have made sure we had civil rights and equal rights, equal pay, equal. And so some of the things that sadly were in our history, like slavery and marginalization of people of, you know, gender or race or color or creed, we're done with. That's not happening. And if, you know, you're a person who is white, black, whatever, and you want to get seen, you get seen. None of this racism, we're not putting up with it. That's what I think woke should be. And it's common sense. Instead, many of us in the medical field are getting a little confused by being told to pick a side between fetal life and mom's choice, and or transgender, or a, you know, promoting and encouraging gender transition prior to puberty. And you can be a very progressive physician and say, look, if I have a patient that wants to transition, I will get them to the specialist or with my own knowledge help them and do the best of my ability. If I have a patient that has made an educated decision on not wanting to, you know, keep the pregnancy, I will refer them to, you know, an OB who can walk them through it and et cetera. In terms of, though, the attitude that we have of, no, this is almost politically motivated. Now, that's a problem. Medicine cannot be politically motivated. Politics cannot get involved. That's why COVID was such a cluster and a half. When we doctors were trying to say, look, guys, just because you're vaccinated doesn't mean you're not spreading the virus. You're walking in there acting like you get to go in because you don't have the virus, yet someone with natural immunity gets kicked out of the restaurant or school. That's not cool. We were branded as misinformation. We were branded as Trumpers. We were branded as whatever. So you had doctors feeling like, well, okay, so I got to pick a side? And I'm like, no, you don't have to pick a side. Just tell the patients the truth. A vaccinated person could still have COVID. They might be better protected, but they could still get COVID. They could still spread it. A lot of these masks don't work, you know, because of the breathing and the virus is getting smart. But an N95 respirator that gets changed out regularly, you know, could be fairly protective. Just tell people the truth. But in politics, you had to pick one or the other. So when it comes to transgender transitioning, I would think the common sense move is, you know, for any physician is, look, you are going to have some individuals who might not identify as one gender or another. And you might have some that might actually want to make the transition. There's not a lot. Many of them would just prefer to just be non-binary. Just don't call me a guy. Don't call me a girl. I like my penis. I like my breasts. Just I don't want to wear pink and have to play with Barbies, which is fine. But there is a very small number that actually would like to go through the transitioning and not have breasts, not have a penis. It's not a large amount. Then we will have a specialty in medicine, and we do. We will have resources, and we will work with those patients who choose that and leave it there. But instead, we start getting this, okay, well, you know, if somebody gets pregnant, we need to explain to them that, you know, they can have the baby, they could abort, or they could put them up for adoption. And if you want to, you know, and then, is it, okay, well, you know, do we have to talk about abortion day one, or do we not? So there's that discussion. There's also the discussion of, well, who pays for the abortion? There's a discussion of, well, if you do want to transition, should we get the kids when they're younger before they do, you know, drop this scrotum and develop the breasts? And so all of a sudden, these are topics that many of us doctors were not really prepared for, because we've learned about, you know, fetal medicine. We've learned about embryology. We know that there is an amazing choreography as a baby grows and as a baby develops. And then we're supposed to nurture and help them. But then if somebody wants to make a decision, we're there for them too. But to have a medical body that will now encourage you to interrupt the natural process of growing in puberty, it starts to make some individuals a little nervous. So when I guess there was a meeting, and the American Academy of Pediatrics had sometimes have open forums and requests to discuss resolutions. Pediatricians got turned down when they wanted to talk about puberty-blocking drugs and wanted to, you know, say, okay, look, you know, what if these people, how much do we know about the fertility? And what if they change their mind? The average teenager, yeah, doesn't want to have a baby. But the average 25 or 30-year-old might be thinking about having children. What do we do about that? And the American Academy of Pediatrics said, our policies are evidence-based, widely accepted, subject to review, and the best bet for vulnerable teens. So Republicans out there, as well as doctors who are not really partisan, are finding themselves in a little bit of a, you know, what's going on here? And, you know, we could be putting these kids through harm. I don't know if the average 16-year-old really wants to lose their penis or not develop the way they want to. And I had said, what one thing that's going to kind of help steer this, these, because I understand it's controversial, and I understand both sides. I understand that if somebody has a hairy chest, hairy back, hair all over, it is going to be a lot harder to subdue all that testosterone, you know, and to try to make them appear female. I get that it's harder post-puberty. But the one thing, though, that I get even more than that is people change their mind. They always change their mind. How many of you voted for Bill Clinton, and then you decided, you know what, I don't really think I want to be Democrat anymore and are not voting for Biden? Right? People change their mind. Democrats change to Republicans. Republicans change to Democrats. Catholics may change to Christians. Jews might change to more Catholic. I mean, people change. What I want now was way different than what I wanted 10 years ago, way different than what I wanted 20 years ago, 30 years ago. I mean, you know, I wanted to, I still want to have sex with Bruce Willis. Yeah. Let me see. Who did I have a crush on that I don't have a crush on now? Oh, okay. When I was really little, I had a crush on Ricardo Montalban, okay, and Gavin McLeod. And now I'd be like, nah, no. I mean, we change our minds. When I was growing up, I didn't want kids. I'm like, yeah, I guess I'll have a baby later, but God, I don't want to think about it. Nah, maybe not. Now I go, I wish I had more than two. But I couldn't, you know, because with the second one, we barely got him through full term. So usually doctors don't have an easy time having kids. I was 28 and 30 when I had mine, so I couldn't start younger. But we just didn't want to take the chance of, having trouble with another pregnancy and that child not making it. So we were really lucky with both of ours. But, you know, we change our minds. And anybody who is adept in medicine, all right, knows that a child might not necessarily have the maturity to know what they want from a fertility standpoint, what they want in terms of a societal standpoint. They might want to then and now be a guy or be a girl. But I don't know if we're that good on the reversibility of these things. And I don't know what studies are out there where if you prevent a young child from developing breasts, and then all of a sudden they're 25 and they're like, I want my breasts again. What happens in terms of the rapid, do the breasts just, when you stop the puberty blocker, do the breasts just grow? Are the breasts growing so much that they're at higher risk for breast cancer? So, you know, yeah, we might have data now, but just like with COVID, the data is evolving. So we really need doctors rather than being woke, but being open to all opinions. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We are surely in a housing recession. That's according to the chief economist for the National Association of Realtors, who said that sales of previously owned homes fell by about 6% last month when compared to June. That same economist adding, we're in a housing recession because builders are not building. The NFL and its Players Association are in agreement on an 11-game suspension for Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson. He was suspended for 6 games by a retired judge for violations of the NFL personal conduct policy related to sexual misconduct or assault allegations made by many women. He'll be fined $5 million for violating the league's policy on top of the 11 games he'll be forced to sit out. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told by NBC News that Russia has allegedly told workers at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant to not show up for work tomorrow. Ukrainian military intelligence exclusively confirmed this to NBC. So there is some speculation that there is something big being planned at the plant tomorrow. Now, today, Russia had threatened to shut down the plant, warning that there was a risk of a human-made disaster due to alleged continued shelling by Ukraine. Ukraine, though, said no. But the damage is Russian. Spokesman Andriy Yusov for the Ukrainian Defense Ministry's main intelligence directorate says there is new information It arrived about a half an hour ago that for tomorrow, August 19th, there is an order for the majority of the staff not to go to work. This is what the Russians told their people, primarily the employees of Rosatom. That's the Russian nuclear agency. I wonder how that happened with, in terms of paychecks and payroll. If Russia took over the plant and they were Ukrainian workers, who's paying the salaries? I wonder how that happened. Because, I mean, Russia pretended to be their boss. In fact, I think they kept them. Or was that at Chernobyl? I know. I think it was at Zaporizhia where they kept them at almost gunpoint to work. But it sounds like they still have workers, although I don't know if they're Russian workers or Ukrainian workers at this point. So the Ukrainian diplomat says that this might be evidence that Russia is preparing large-scale provocations at the nuclear power plant. They would be flipping idiots to do so. He said, we do not rule out the possibility of massive Russian provocations on the territory of the ZNPP tomorrow. This is confirmed by the propaganda, information from our sources, and the behavior of the Russians at the station. He's referring to the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Russia refused to confirm or deny whether any Rosatom personnel are stationed at Zaporizhia. Earlier Thursday, the Russian Defense Ministry accused Ukraine and what it called its U.S. handlers of trying to stage a minor accident at the plant in southern Ukraine in order to blame Russia. These false flag events. They said the provocation was timed to coincide with a visit to Ukraine by United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres and that it may involve a radiation leak. So this back and forth makes anybody else, especially in Europe, very nervous. This Zaporizhia nuclear reactor complex is the largest in Europe and I think the 10th largest in the world. It was captured in Russia right after it invaded Ukraine. This was about 6 months ago and has come under repeated shelling. Both Moscow and Kyiv trade blame. But, you know, one of you, I think, said, you know what, just Ukraine should just, you know, back off. They shouldn't, you know, then if Ukraine's out of the area, Russia can't blame Ukraine for shelling the facility and all that. The problem is Ukraine has to get that back. One of Russia's attempts to, you know, control the area would be to control the nuclear power plants. Basically, Russia has the world by the cojones if they have these power plants at their disposal. And, I mean, that'd be stupid to use it and wield and you know, cause a nuclear accident because they're going to be just as affected. But Ukraine, that's on their top priority list to get it back and get it into their control. Russia has repeatedly accused Ukrainian forces of recklessly firing at the plant. Ukraine says Russia is deliberately using the complex as a base to launch attacks against its population. So we don't really have much other information except a senior Ukrainian official told Reuters that the simplest solution to the situation would be for Russian forces to withdraw from the plant, remove any munitions stored there, and demine it. Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Igor Konashenkov told reporters that Moscow was taking measures to ensure safety at the complex and denied it had deployed heavy weapons around the plant. But now the shutdown of the plant could happen, but then the shutdown, then you wonder if the reactors are being cooled and what else is going on. You need staff there. So this does make everybody a little nervous. I understand, that Russia doesn't like to play fair. I think there's a lot of BS. But I also understand Ukraine is in a very, very tough position, and they need the world to wake up and help them. And even though people are, you know, they're helping with money and all that, if Ukraine doesn't have enough troops, if Ukraine is getting fatigued, if they can't keep their economy up, you know, Russia can very easily tip this over in their favor, and it could be bad. So, you know, Zelensky has been asking for help now, Vladimir Zelensky now for 6 months. And, you know, he's grateful for the help he's gotten, but he's been saying, look, you know, this affects all of Europe. But because Ukraine's not a part of NATO and nobody wants to go to war with Russia, they're like, you know, I think this could have been nipped in the bud early on. And in fact, the United Nations should have been the ones to nip it in the bud. I think it's very, very nice that they're visiting the plant, but the UN should have told Russia, this stops now. We're not doing this. No more Ukrainians die. None of this screwing around with that's what the UN is supposed to do. But apparently it's not. Meanwhile, with China and Taiwan, China has renewed threats. Apparently, the U.S. is holding formal trade talks with the Taiwanese government this fall. President Biden announced that. They're very proud of that. But it did trigger another round of threats and condemnation from the Chinese government, which warned that it will safeguard its sovereignty. China has claimed, as we know, from the beginning, that Taiwan is theirs, even though the island has its own government. Ministry of Commerce spokesperson Xu Zhongting said China firmly opposes this. So tensions have spiked after Nancy Pelosi's visit. And, you know, again, Nancy Pelosi, you know, once they threatened, yeah, she had to go, but I still don't understand why she had to start this all up to begin with. But she wanted to go, she wanted to take her son. They had a nice, beautiful trip. I think they went to Singapore and South Korea and all that, but it shouldn't have originally been planned. And then once she was threatened, well, you have to go because we can't look weak. But a lot of us are still questioning what good did that do. China argues that the visits are a violation of the U.S. One China policy, which stipulates the U.S. will not hold formal diplomatic relations with Taiwan, and that the U.S. accepts that the government of mainland China is the rightful government of China. Taiwan split from China after pro-democracy forces lost a civil war to the Chinese Communist Party in 1949. So the island has been self-governing ever since. And it still does billions of dollars of trade with mainland, with other countries. It has huge economic ties with the U.S., huge producer of computer chips. It's the ninth largest trading partner for the U.S., accounting for $90.6 billion in total goods trade annually. But China's escalating things. They also don't want to look weak, especially after Nancy Pelosi visiting there. There's been naval air forces conducting live drills, and Taiwan saying, guys, they're going to attack soon. China did renew those drills this week after another group of lawmakers visited the island. Those were Representatives Ed Markey. There were all Democrats except for one. Amata Rodewigan ended up going, as well as three other or four other Democrats. So, you know, we are, I think, very poorly prepared from a military standpoint. We have fantastic military. I think our military is still one of the best ever. And I think people do shudder to think that the American military could at any time unleash its fury. But in terms of our economy, in terms of our medications, in terms of our production, you know, computer chips, if anything happens to Taiwan or China takes that over, we're screwed. Us being enemies with China, even though we've always been fighting with them, and, you know, Trump said, you know, China cannot be surpassing us, and, you know, Trump has made, you know, made it a point through his presidency to, you know, not let China reign superior. The problem is we have a lot of dependency. We're overly dependent. And until we fix that, we're in trouble. 1-877-DUCK-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you love seafood? How many of you love raw seafood? How many of you love to slurp oysters? I can't stand that. It's disgusting, right? I cannot eat an oyster. I don't like the texture. I mean, if I had to, I guess I would. I have eaten snails. But I don't think I could do an oyster. Well, I'm not supposed to eat oysters because they're not kosher. And I told you guys about in the Bible, some of these rules of kosher rules, were because I feel God saw that people were getting sick from eating some of these foods. And undercooked shellfish, undercooked oysters, could carry bacteria. and it could carry some pretty nasty bacteria or toxins. And a lot of people will ask me, well, Dahlia, come on, now in this day and age, really, you can't have lobster? Well, we're not supposed to, but cooked lobster, as a doctor, I don't fear people eating cooked lobster. I don't think you're going to get sick. From cooked shrimp, I don't think you're going to get sick. I've had sushi, but it's tuna. I'm allowed to eat tuna, but I can't eat the raw oysters. Well, sadly, in Florida, there have been two deaths this summer as a result of eating raw oysters. Both of these oysters were caught in Louisiana waters, but then they were sold in Florida. One was a 55-year-old Air Force veteran, Rodney Jackson of Dallas. He purchased oysters from a seafood market in Florida during a recent trip he made. And the Pensacola News Journal reported that he consumed some of the oysters he purchased. Then he fell ill with mild symptoms shortly after. Then he began to have breathing difficulties. He was transported to Ascension Sacred Heart's intensive care unit in Pensacola. He was diagnosed with vibriosis, which is a bacterial infection connected to raw and undercooked shellfish. Or if you have a cut on your leg and you're swimming in brackish water, you could get infected. And sadly, he died from it. He was a business director. He died on August 9th. And experts feel it was the oysters that caused his infection. Another death happened. This is a gentleman who years ago worked at the Rustic Inn Crab House in, I believe, Fort Lauderdale. And he worked as a busboy there. Well, decades later, he decided to go there to have some eats. And he ordered the raw oysters. He fell ill. And he came down with vibriosis. Now, the Florida officials have inspected the restaurant, have given them the all clear to remain operational. But I know we're only talking about two people who died in the same state in, you know, roughly the same month, but I see people order raw oysters, and remember there was that Greek restaurant that was overcharging tourists? And what did they do? They bought like 10 oysters, and they ended up having to pay hundreds of dollars. Don't be eating the oysters. Vibriosis is caused by the Vibrio genus of bacteria. It kills 100 people every year in the U.S., many of them by a cut. You know, they had a cut on their leg, and then they were swimming and picked it up. But it makes about 80,000 people sick a year. This happens when they consume raw or undercooked seafood or get exposed during salt or brackish water swimming while having an open wound. Brackish water is both salt and fresh. Many of the cases are mild. Some people don't even know they have it, but sometimes it can be so severe. I posted a picture of somebody who had vibriosis of the leg, and the leg was turning black and purple. Many individuals that have severe limb vibriosis need amputations. Severe cases, we do have antibiotics, but you got to get those antibiotics in quickly. And you need to cook the oysters. You got to cook. You can't be eating raw oysters. I know you like the slippery, slimy. No, cook them. And make sure you have a restaurant that knows how to cook them. But I get it. I get it. You know, seafood lovers, they you know, they want to feel like they are, you know, in the water and eating the fish. And sadly, Vibrio infections are more common during these months, the months of May to October, because that's where we have the warmer waters. So just be on the lookout. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. From a monkeypox standpoint, cases went up about 1,000 over the last day or two. Of course, it's dependent on the testing, and it's dependent on how quickly the testing can be reported. Total U.S. map and case count from the CDC is now at 13,517 cases. If we want to look at what's going on in certain states, California has about 2,300 cases. Florida, 1,300. Georgia, 1,000. New York, 2,600. Texas, 1,000. And I think Wyoming is the only state still to have zero cases. Good for them. In terms of the global case count, we're getting closer to 40,000. We're at about 39,434 confirmed cases. With monkeypox, we are trying to up the education and up the access to vaccines. as I told you guys, I posted what some of the early rashes look like. I've had some patients that called in on telemedicine going, I don't know, but I just woke up and I have these spots. Now, you could have spots for a variety of reasons. You could get a folliculitis, hot tub folliculitis. You could get acne. You could get, you know, eczema. There's all sorts of different things. But because this rash can look something anywhere from a little pimple to a little scratch to a little scab to a pustule, when in doubt, please check it out. With monkeypox, we want to catch it early, and we also want to prevent spread. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Actor Jonah Hill says he is not going to be promoting some of his upcoming films because he wants to prioritize his mental health. He wrote an open letter that he has spent 20 years experiencing anxiety attacks. These are exacerbated by media appearances and public-facing events. Now, I love that he's been open about this because he, you know, when you see these entertainers and these artists, and you see what they're able to do on screen, you're like, okay, dang. I mean, if this guy could do what he did with Seth Rogen, or you know, and say the funny things he did, or you know, what was it? Not Wag the Dog. What was that one with the War Dogs? I forget what the movie he was in, but. You know, when you see some of the, you're like, okay, well, man, these guys could do anything. But that's not the case. What they are able to do on screen after being directed and choreographed and all that doesn't necessarily mean that they are very, very comfortable and confident and that they don't suffer from similar things that other people do. So he says he's had decades of mental health issues and anxiety, and he wants to concentrate and he wants to be able to concentrate on him. He last appeared on screen in the Oscar-nominated flick Don't Look Up. In his statement, he said he recently finished directing a second film, Stutz, which is a documentary about him, his therapist, and mental health. He said the whole purpose of making this film is to give therapy and the tools I've learned in therapy to a wide audience for private use through an entertaining film. Through this journey of self-discovery within the film, I have come to the understanding that I've spent nearly 20 years experiencing anxiety attacks, which are exacerbated by media appearances and public-facing events. They said he's grateful that Stutz will premiere at a film festival this fall, but will not promote the documentary or any of his other films. So, interesting. And, very powerful. And I know somebody asked, does he have monkeypox? No, I don't. I think he really just doesn't want to be doing these media appearances. Tom Holland, who is Spider-Man, is taking a break from his social media. He says it's detrimental to his mental health. He doesn't like the things said about him. And, he says, I get caught up and I spiral when I read things about me online. And ultimately, it's very detrimental to my mental state. So I decided to take a step back and delete the app. Good for him. Good for him. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.